Back home again now, and the Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister, Mal Brough, has called for the resignation of a Northern Territory minister who described the federal intervention in the territory as a vicious form of McCarthyism in Australian politics. Marion Scrimgeour, who's the Territory's Minister for Family Services, delivered a blistering attack on the federal government's intervention in Aboriginal communities at a speech in Sydney last night. The country's first Aboriginal cabinet minister accused the federal government of bullying Aboriginal people and of returning them to the days of native welfare. In Darwin, Anne Barker reports.
It's the most scathing criticism yet of the federal government's intervention in Northern Territory communities.
The new world order for Aboriginal people requires, it seems, a vicious new McCarthyism.
In last night's Charles Perkins oration in Sydney, Marion Scrimgeour likened the intervention to the Commonwealth policies of last century to remove Aboriginal children from their families.
It is as if the second intervention has given the Commonwealth permission to enact a great undoing of our lives. Aboriginal Territorians are being herded back to primitivism of assimilation and the days of native welfare. It has been a deliberate, savage attack on the sanctity of Aboriginal family life.
She accused the government of demonising decent, innocent people as child abusers and perpetrators of violence.
Aboriginal men have been universally condemned as uncaring, substance abusing, vicious molesters, while Aboriginal women have been portrayed as hopelessly weak, pathetic creatures, incapable of caring for their families or their children. And woe betide anyone, Aboriginal or non-Aboriginal, who dares criticise the second intervention.
And to rousing applause, she said she would not be cowed by tactics that have done widespread social damage.
John Howard and Malcolm Brough, this evening, I'm doing far more than merely criticising you and your government's assault on Aboriginal Territorians. I am condemning its motivation. I am condemning its operations. And I am condemning outright its moral basis and the moral authority you purport to exercise in saving the children. You are doing nothing of the kind.
The minister's speech has sparked a passionate reaction around Australia. Talkback lines ran hot on the Darwin ABC this morning, with callers vigorously supporting or vehemently opposed to the intervention.
I take my hat off completely to Mal Brough, having the courage to do what he's done.
I've been a Labor Party voter all my life, and this is the first election, and it's going to really hurt me, but I'm going to vote for the Coalition.
This federal government really is there to help, sure, but the way they've gone about it, I think, is what's got up most people's noses.
But the strongest reaction was from Indigenous Affairs Minister Mal Brough, who's called for no less than Marion Scrimgeour's resignation.
And the majority of Indigenous people actually support this, and you're having politicians in the Labor Party, in the Territory, supported by Mr Rudd's silence, who are saying, for political expediency, we will actually deny these people the chance that they have, and no one should pretend anything else.
That's the Federal Indigenous Affairs Minister Mal Brough ending that report from Anne Barker.